There we go. Good evening. Happy Sunday to everyone. I am on. Thank you, Suzanne. So, anybody new joining us this evening, welcome. My name is Luann, and I will be calling the Tongren points for everybody's healing this evening. I think we're ready to go. So, I always start just by doing a general run. Calm everybody's brain waves down, and we do some antiviral immune points, and then we'll go into everybody's three wishes. So here we go. So put yourself in a nice relaxed position and sit back or lie back and enjoy the chi as I open up the top of the head, GV20, GV21, where we receive the energy from the collective unconscious with gratitude, as always. Just let that wonderful chi come in through the top of the head as it gently flows down. We'll open up the neck, get that nice and supple. Especially C2, right-hand side, and do both sides, but focus most on the right. And then bringing it up to GB13, GB14, the frontal cortex. As we all relax together, slow down the brain waves. Left-hand side for focus. And then we'll go into the newest points, cranial nerve number 1. GB22, 23. They're really not new points, it's a new sequence. The angel points. BL6. For the mirror neurons. We'll bring it to the insular cortex, mind, body, spirit, all working together for our highest good. Picturing ourselves the way we want to be, as if we are right now, knowing there is no time, no space. And then into the hippocampus. GB8, triple warmer 20. Going into the medulla, which is the side of the vagus nerve. And we'll bring it to LI18 for the parasympathetic system. Calm mind, calm body. Drop it into the heart space as we bring it down and ground at liver 3, kidney 1. So we're all building a strong root and a strong foundation every time we ground the energy. Okay, let's build some immunity at T1, 2, 3, 4, 7. Stimulate those T cells and the B cells. Building up immunity, building up antibodies. Kidney 22 to 24. T6 for the diaphragm. And we'll bring it up to the yin-yang, just behind the ear for the parotid gland, which produces the saliva, which is beneficial to killing bacteria, germs. BL9 for the medulla, which controls the heart, the lungs, and the blood vessels. Open the sinuses at BL6. And we'll open the phrenic nerve, lung one, lung two. Let's get those airways open. Kidney 22 for the diaphragm. CV17 for the lungs. Then we'll bring it down, CV4, CV6. Filling up the lower dantian, storing energy. And then rebuilding at stomach 36. And we will ground it again at liver 3, kidney 1. So I hope the chi is starting to flow for everyone. And I have, let's see, Jamie in the collective with Amy. So we'll keep them in the collective because I do not see them on. And then I'm going to start the individual runs now, granting three wishes. And Dolly, we will start with you. So we have arthritis. Insomnia, which, as you know, we do together at the end. We'll go down the left foot, side of the leg, and pat shoulder, right arm, and blood pressure. So we'll do the weight loss a little later on when we do a lot of metabolic work. All right, so T, 1, 2, 3, 4, 7 for the arthritis. So any itises, just set your intention to receive this. It will find you. T is smart. We call it smart chi. If you need it, it will be there. So we'll bring it down to lower spine, L4, L5, lower back. Let's do the sensory cortex and the motor cortex, relaxing the whole spinal column, increasing the bioelectricity, motor oil. And we'll go across the occipitals for the neck and the shoulder. Release the trapezius muscle. Open up the long thoracic nerve. GB22, top of the shoulder. So we're working the right. C5, 6, 7 opens up the brachial plexus. All those nerves going down the arm. The radial, the medial, the ulnar. And then for the blood pressure, we want to work the medulla, which is our cardiac center. GB17, BL9. Open up the phrenic nerve into CV17, T5 for the heart and the pericardium. And then we'll bring it down to liver 3, kidney down, kidney 1. So just envision the blood pressure coming down to the soles of the feet. Okay, Tina, we'll work the Hashimoto's and opening up the motor and sensory nerves. Okay. T1, 2, 3, 4, 7. Hashimoto's is the autoimmune system. So we're opening up those nerve blockages along the spine. The inflammation. We can also open the upper kidney meridian to enhance the immune system functioning. C6, C7 for the thyroid and the parathyroid. For the Hashimoto's and stomach 9 and stomach 10. And we open up C1, which innervates the sensory cortex and the motor cortex. GB20, GB21. So getting the signal from the brain down to the lower body. So running the electricity. And we'll bring that down and ground it at liver 3, kidney 1 once again. Okay, let that work for you, Tina. I'm going on to Suzanne. Hello. So more autoimmune points for dry eyes and mouth and a bladder infection. Oh my. Okay, so for the autoimmune, and also this will address the bladder, T1, 2, 3, 4, 7. So infections, inflammation, anything with an itis. Tune in. To our autoimmune points and immune points. So from T7, let's take it to S1, S2 for the bladder, Roche point. CB6, CB4. And then we're going to come up across the occipitals into the yin-ming, the parotid gland. Let that saliva flow into the mouth area. Feel 1, 2, 3 for the eyes. Feel 6 for the endocrine system. And we'll come back into just above the medulla for the ADH hormone, balancing out the fluids in the body. LI-17, let's do a kidney flush right down to the toes. Clean out the infection, toxins, balance all the free radicals. I think this is my favorite run. I feel like I'm just doing a cleansing. Can also cleanse your body with those deep diaphragmatic belly breaths. It's good to, especially now, it's good for anxiety, and it's called the cleansing breath. You just breathe in through your nose, down into the belly, until you feel like you really need to take a breath, and then let it out through the mouth. Good idea just to stop a few times during the day. all that's going on in the world. And grounding. Okay, so Suzanne, I'm sure there'll be more immune points in Tina as well. So I'm looking. I have Regina next. I don't see you in the side. So I'm going to put you in the collective for now and go to Miss Laney. So Miss Laney, we're going to work on the oral abscess, TMJ, breast inflammation, and pain on the right, and we will keep Margaret in the collective. Okay, I guess we will start. Let's come up in the neck, do the SCMs. I want to open up the facial artery, C3 and C4 will help with the TMJ as well. So we want to loosen that jaw for the TMJ. Open the yin-ming, the parotid gland. Bringing the energy into the oral cavity. C123, T123. So we're using these points for the oral abscess and for the breast inflammation, T12347. Let's focus on T4, right hand side to the breast. Open the long thoracic nerve. And we'll bring it to CB17 and kidney 24, right hand side for the breast. You can work the whole upper kidney meridian for the inflammation as well. And send the chi up to liver 3 and kidney 1. Okay, Paige, hello. I'm so happy you made it to class. So we're going to work on emotions, physical strength, heart chakra, and the thermostat. Alrighty, so here we go. Opening up C2 on the neck. Triple warmer 16-17. GB13-14. Good emotional balance. Getting out of that monkey mind. Let's go to cranial nerve number 1. Regulate the thermostat, GB22-23. L6, the whole endocrine system. And then we'll bring it into the hippocampus, deep into the amygdala, triple warmer 20, GB8, insular cortex, July 17. Let's drop right into the hot space, CB17, bringing in nothing but love and joy, and letting that radiate outward. And we'll pull it back up through the phrenic nerve, the medulla, T4. T7, T9, right hand side, liver, L1, the adrenals. T10, T11, right hand side, releasing our body's natural serotonin, peace and calm. And then opening the pudendal nerve, sacrum 2 through 5, relaxing all the stomach muscles. CB6, CB4, building a reservoir of healing energy, building physical strength. And then stomach 36, strength, stamina, stability, perseverance. And we'll send that down and ground you really well at liver 3 and kidney 1. So I hope things are settling down for you, Paige. John Kay. You are up, so working healthy kidneys, prostate, bladder, muscle pain on the right arm, from exercise. Okay, so that's just probably a matter of time. We can just do that ouch point. It's not really a blockage. Then we have your crew, Tina, Alexandra, Anna, and Sandy in the collective. Okay, so the healthy kidneys. Let's go up, hit the yin ming on the way up. GB22, 23, BL6. Working the endocrine system. And when we do GB22, we release endorphins for pain. And then we'll come down the spine to T7, the gateway to the lower body. We'll bring it down to the prostate, L3. We'll do the kidneys first, sorry. Let's do L1, L2, focusing on L2 to the kidneys. L3 for the prostate. S1, S2 for the bladder. So these points work well for any of the issues with any of the reproductive organs, male or female. So from the vagus nerve, L-I 18 in the front, bring it to kidney 22 for the ghrelin hormone, balancing metabolism, stomach 21, stomach 25, and then we'll bring it to CB6, CB4. Kidney 15 for the kidneys. 14 for the prostate, and 11 for the bladder. And then we'll take it down, spleen meridian, spleen 9, spleen 10, spleen 6, and 4. And then we'll open the brachial plexus, right-hand side. That'll open up the circulation down the right arm. Okay. Carolyn, right frontal lobe, closed head injury, lotus cataracts, neuropathy on feet and hands. And we'll keep Jamil in the collective for the diabetes, sciatica, and glaucoma. Okay, so I'm going to work the injury first, going up through the SCMs. Let's go into C2 right, which goes right to the frontal lobe, GB13, GB14, right hand side. Let's open the temporal lobe and the parietal lobe as well. GB16. And we'll send that chi down. So when we're working the head, we want to bring the energy down, release any stagnant energy, and just let all that wonderful new chi bubble up. Okay, so I'm going to do all the eyes now. So anybody going forward with any eye issues? So we got floaters, cataracts for Carolyn. This run will work well for macular degeneration as well. So all eye issues, nighttime blindness. So I'm opening the facial artery as we speak. C3, SI16, SI17. We'll work the yiming, the visual cortex, GB19, BL9. And then BL1, 2, 3 for the eyes. Let's open up the intang, the tying. GB8 and just above the gaze center. BL6, especially good for dry eye. Let's work the metabolism as we melt away those cataracts and floaters. GB17, 18, and triple warmers, 16, 17. GV22 and kidney 22. So we always want to work the metabolism for any overgrowth, undergrowth. And bring it down to ground, liver 3, kidney 1. Okay, moseying on down to Krista and Roger. I'm going to work bipolar for Roger and the parotid gland for Krista. Okay, so we're going to balance out any emotional concerns coming up the aortic arch. So we open up the whole sky window area. So it's all getting all the arteries open, going up to the head. Sky window, called the window to the sky, the heavens and the earth. Inner carotid arteries, outer carotid, going across, opening up the vertebral artery. C2, right hand side. And then we will bring that right up to GB13, 14. We're working both sides for balance. GB22, balancing out all the brain chemicals and hormones. PL6, and into the insular cortex, breaking all those habits of mind. Increasing the neuroplasticity of the brain. GB8, triple warmer 20. LI18, opening the parasympathetic system. And then T7. Bring it to T9 right for the liver. L1, L2 for the adrenals. And grounding Roger, liver 3, kidney 1. Okay, Krista, let's go up along the SEMs, across the occipital neuralgia, and into the parotid gland. It's totally simplified your protocol here. So the parotid gland actually helps produce the saliva. Increases the fluids in the body, balancing them out. LI18, the vagus. Get those digestive juices going, stomach 21, stomach 25, and we will ground it at liver 3, kidney 1. Okay, I'm just going to see who else has joined us after JD, I guess. So just give me a second to get everybody up who's here so far. Okay, Love Heals. Sure Does is next. So we're going to work teeth grinding, tooth abscess, cataracts. Okay, we did all the eye stuff, so hopefully you got that. That was a thorough run for all the eye issues. And then Patrice and Ingrid are in the collective with you. Okay. So the teeth grinding. Oh, and tooth abscess. Let's do that. So let's do the for the abscess T 1, 2, 3, 4, 7. So infections. And then C3, C4. So what we want to do is relax that jaw. I'm hearing a lot of stories lately from people having tooth problems from teeth, grinding their teeth at night. And, you know, it's a good idea to keep your neck nice and loose. Maybe find some really good neck exercises. A lot of it's stress. We want to relieve that stress. I don't think a lot of us realize how much stress we're under. There's so much going on. It's like almost too much to comprehend. So, like I said, one woman had disturbed her root canal and was never a tooth grinder before. So it's got that stress got to come out somewhere. So let's keep doing relaxation with the Tong Ren, finding time for yourself during the day. Get away, get off the media, get off the computer, unless you want to just relax with some Tong Ren, of course. Let's go into the trigeminal nerve. We want to relax that and also do some GB 13, 14. So lots of neck work. And we'll bring that down. And ground, liver 3, kidney 1. Blue sky, we're going to work digestive tract, happy hormones, brain circulation, sore right rotator cuff. And yeah, we did the macular regeneration for mom, and we've done lots of lung work with the immune points. Okay, so here we go. Where am I starting? I'm going to start with the vagus nerve. I'm going to work the bowels. So that's LI-18. Kidney 22. So that's the ghrelin hormone, stomach receptor cells, stretch receptor. Stomach 21, stomach 25. We can pull it back up through the vagus into the medulla, completing that circuit, and then go in T6 through 12, left hand side, opening up all the nerve pathways through the digestive organs, L4, L5. And we'll just open up that sky window area again for healthy brain circulation. Just did a really good run with this, getting the brain circulation open. Triple warmers, 16, 17. And let's bring it to GB22, 23, BL6. Those happy hormones. In for the rotator cuff, stomach 12, C3, 4, 5, GB22, and coming down, liver 3, kidney 1, and grounding the energy. Okay, Jay Dean, hello. I'm going to work your tight right hip flexor, yeah? And also work on osteoarthritis and low back. Okay, so let's open up C1. GB20, GB21. Sensory cortex and the motor cortex. We want to get the signal from the brain. As we come down, C123, T123, working the osteoarthritis. T1, 2, 3, 4, 7. From T7, we are going to the lower back, L4, L5 area. So when we open up T7, it opens up all the whole back, the whole spinal column below that. T7 is about the mid back, and that's the key to all the lower back issues. Sacrum 2, out wide to the hip. Right hand side, hip flexor. And then we're going down the gallbladder, meridian 31, 34. Bladder 54 behind the knees, loosens up that lower spine. And then grounding at liver 3 and kidney 1. Okay, MP Matt. Hello. Gonna work tendonitis in both rotator cuffs. All right, we just do a little of the rotator cuff work. Let's do T1, 2, 3, 4, 7 for the tendonitis. Anything with the nitis, so we want to reduce the inflammation. Open the brachial plexus, C5, 6, 7. The subclavian artery at stomach 12. GB22. And working all around that rotator cuff. Sending the chi down, liver 3, kidney 1. Grounding. Okay. Let me see here. I have Kimby's next. Detox from mold, smoke, chemicals, cognitive dysfunction, and hypothyroid. You've got it. Here we go. So let's do the detox. Let's open C1. GB20, GB21, top of the head. So this will work for anybody like trying to get rid of any side effects from medication, treatments, any environmental allergies. I'm just going to flush it out. Triple warmers, 16, 17. Clean up the garbage, as Tom would say. Build up the immunity, T, 1, 2, 3, 4, 7. T9, right hand side, clean up the liver. That's our great big washing machine. And kidney, L2 for the kidneys. Opening up LI17, pulling it down through the diaphragm at T6. And we'll do a kidney flush, flush it all out, right down to the toes. And for the cognition, I'm going to open up circulation to the brain again. Oh, I forgot to mention, if you are on Facebook, I cannot open up Facebook while I'm doing, have this program open, as I risk losing this program or slowing the whole show down. So I hope you're just enjoying the chi, relaxing into the energy. Let's open up C2, left hand side, right hand side, and then GB13, both sides, left and right. Temporal lobe, parietal lobe. GB22, let's start working on the hypothyroid. So this works if it's your hyper or hypo, because what we're doing is actually balancing the thyroid. C67, thyroid, parathyroid, and stomach 9, stomach 10. Bringing the chi down and grounding once again at liver 3, kidney 1. Tahoe, welcome. Abdominal hernia, erectile dysfunction, and rheumatoid arthritis. All right, you've got it. So we've done a lot of work on the itises. T12347, we'll give that a little bit of tweak. We've done a lot of arthritis through the night. Should be nice and open, everybody's immune system functioning optimally, I should say. Okay, let's go up to balance of hormones, GB 22, 23, BL6 for the endocrine system. So we're working the ED right now. Coming down the spine, T7. Let's open up the lumbar, L1 through 5. All the reproductive organs, CB6, CB4, CB1. in the abdominal hernia, opening up the vagus nerve at L-I-18. Coming down the conception vessel, CB12, CB13, right into the abdominal wall, CB6, CB4, spleen 9, 10, 6, 4, and grounding once again. Okay, I am ready to do my last check on the chat roll. See where we're at. Let's see. That was Tahoe. I think we are good. Okay, I think I got everyone. If not, speak up now, or right up now, I should say. All right, so we are going to say good night with our sleep run. I hope everybody is doing well, and I will see you all next week, where you'll see me. I will read you, and here we go. Have a lovely, soak up as much chi as you can throughout the course of the week. It's our relaxation next, in gratitude, always, for our body's remarkable ability to heal itself. So opening up C2 on the neck, and we'll bring that up to GB13, 14, slowing down the brain waves. Let's open cranial nerve 1, GB22, 23, GB8, triple warmer 20. It's appropriate to do the angel points when we're doing the insomnia points. Let's open the ADH hormone for good water balance. Balancing the fluids. And then into the reticular activating system. Regulating our sleep-wake cycle. Let's get that back on track. Parotid gland. Keep those salivary glands going. Open. LI-18. Calming down the parasympathetic system. Calm mind, calm body. Into our heart space. 3 easy breaths. And we'll pull it up across the shoulder. T7 left hand side, sleep center. any nighttime issues. And then we'll bring it down into the adrenals, the kidneys, and sacrum too. Relaxing all the abdominal muscles. Bladder 54 behind the knees. And grounding everybody, the life force energy of the earth. Sweet dreams. Have a great week.